Lord, change my attitude. Now, don't let the topic unnerve you. It is not to imply that you have a bad attitude, but sometimes the attitude you take concerning certain situations can hinder you and block your progress spiritually, in your business, in relationships, and pretty much in life in general. Now, I know you must be thinking, how would my attitude toward God hinder my growth in the spiritual or in the natural? Here it is. It is because of a negative and haughty attitude towards God and not maintaining the right relationship with Him, and which is major, and it's going to cause a hindrance. The Lord God is the giver and sustainer of all things. Now, all things, what all things are we talking about? I want you to consider this scenario. Okay, here we go. You are a married woman about to be divorced after 12 years of marriage and two children. You did not finish college because you decided to be a stay-at-home mom. Now, first, what are your feelings about that? How would you explain or share them with God? Angry, of course, and you can't make things better for yourself. You have no finances. So how are you going to approach this situation? Now, I know that because you are a woman of God, you want to pray about the situation. You want to handle things God's way, and you are going to approach the throne of grace with grace. Grace, that is your approach. That is your position. And I want you to resist the urge to lash out with your words, with negativity. Are we together on that? Okay. Now, we're simply going to pray our way through. Now, I know that divorce in particular is harsh, it's hard, it's hurtful. But friends, as I said, there is nothing new under the sun. Nothing takes God by surprise. If you would just follow His promptings, you can get through anything. Anything. You lose your job, that's no problem for the Lord God. You need a home, you need a healing for your body. I want you to search the scriptures and find a word that speaks to your dilemma. And then you pray that. Simply say what God says. Okay, are we together? Now, I want you to consider this sample prayer. This may not be your words. It's simply a sample. Here we go. Lord, I've come to a crossroad in my marriage that has left me hurt, broken, bitter, and angry. Now, stop right there. Lord, you said, as I said just moments ago, that's how you're going to approach your prayer. Lord, you said. Friends, our words at best are simply consoling and comforting, but it has no authority. It has no power to provoke change, to bring about a change. Now, the word of the Lord says, be angry and sin not. You pray, help me, Lord, to overcome the spirit of anger, fear, and confusion. That is where your trouble is going to lie if you don't acknowledge what anger will do in any situation. So you want the Lord to help you overcome the spirit. It is a spirit of anger, fear, and confusion, and guide me into making the right decisions. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. That's how we want to talk to God in this particular situation. And as a sample, it is an example for other areas of prayer in your life. Now, watch this, friends. Ephesians 4 and 26 says to us, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Key phrase here, be angry and sin not. Friends, do you see where anger is being presented as a natural emotion? However, it is coupled with sin not, which is what this person praying is trying to avoid. Only God has the right to execute judgment on the behalf of a Christian. We cannot take matters in our own hands and try to get ourselves into the right position that we want to be in, sometimes need to be in. Sometimes we just have to pray and wait on God. Okay, are we together on that? Now, God is saying to you in Isaiah 41 and 10, listen to this. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. The Lord God is saying, don't be so surprised when challenges, dilemma, change come up in your life. When you have some challenging situations to spring up. The word of the Lord says, do not be dismayed about that. Don't be surprised about that. Okay? When life throws you a curve, God says, for I am with you. Ecclesiastes 7:9 says, be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools or the unwise. Watch this. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry. As I said, you have to think about your next move. Think about how you're going to handle this dilemma. Do not approach the throne of God with angry words and falsely accusing God because of circumstances and situations that you have fallen in. Sometimes it's just life. Life happens. Okay? But it's not God's fault. It may not be your fault. That's why the Bible says, be not quick in your spirit to become angry. For anger lodges in the heart of fools or the unwise, as I prefer to say. Now, be not quick to become angry. Okay, so you're mad and sad, but you must find the pause button. Think about what you're going to do next. As you are praying and lamenting over your circumstance, I want you to think about, take a minute here. Think about the petitions you have put before God, the requests you have asked of friends and family to pray for you on your behalf. Now, think about your attitude you had concerning that breakthrough that you were seeking from God, whether it was loss of a loved one, perhaps you lost your job, maybe it was an illness and the help that you were seeking was delayed. How impatient were you? Were you doubtful, playing the blame game? Were you angry with God? Maybe not in action, friends, but in the spirit of your mind, how did you approach God? Because this is a huge part of what this course is all about, your attitude towards God. So whatever you're thinking, however you may feel it, ask yourself why. What you take from this course, friends, depends on your why. Proverbs 3:6 says to us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Don't go it alone. You don't have to. God has laid out in his word, as I said in the introduction, instructions, solutions, and directions for anything that could possibly happen in your life. But you first must acknowledge him and let him direct you in all your ways and through everything that you do. The Bible says that God will perfect everything that concerns you. And all your ways, that means everything that you do. The Lord is not speaking hypothetically here, friends. You may have some good friends with great resources, but only God can make a promise like that and keep it. Now, how do you begin to change your attitude towards God and when approaching him through prayer? We're talking about our attitude and our approach. Okay? Now, I want you to get your Bible and search the scriptures for a word, a scripture that applies to whatever and wherever you want to see change, and make a declaration, declare and decree that it is you speaking the promises of God into the atmosphere concerning your dilemma. Simply say what God says, as I said, about that dilemma. Because when you do that, they're God's words, and God has to honor his word. He is not a man that he should lie. But when we go to the Lord and just throw things at him frantically, it's not going to get us anywhere. Are we together on that? And one more thing, friends. If you are harboring strife, resentment in your heart, that's damaging to the process. Just know that. There is no place, whether through distance in the human mind, body, or circumstance, where the word of God is not effective. But don't be fooled. bad or negative attitude will have the opposite effect. Did you hear me? There's no place through distance in the human mind, your body, or any circumstance that could come up against you where the word of God is not effective. But bad or negative attitude will have the opposite effect. And our goal is to change our mindset as to God's ability to do what he promises through his word. Now, let's take a quick little pause here and do a little recap and see where we learned, where we are. Okay, so you have learned that approaching God with the wrong attitude has consequences. You have learned that without faith, it is impossible to please God or to have your needs met. Why? The Bible says, for he who comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he is able to strengthen you, able to help you, just as he promised in Isaiah 41 and 10. You are rewarded for your faithfulness. It is not in vain. Okay, let's keep going. You've learned that your prayer requests can and will be hindered by having an impatient attitude. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stir up anger, even with the Lord God, even if he already knows, and he does. Still, he does not expect that from us. He expects humility and faith from us. Friends, crying, shouting does not move God. It may move your family members. It may move church family members, but not with God. He only accepts faith. It's plain old faith in God. He wants you to believe him and trust him. You don't want to stir up anger with your mind, causing frustration and confusion when approaching the Lord in prayer. When you are in your prayer room, friends, slow down, take a breath, and with grace, humility, make your request known unto God. Are we still together? Now, you've learned that by acknowledging God, he will direct your course. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I want to point out that the word path, which is to imply direction, it is in the plural form. And as I said, acknowledging the Lord, seeking guidance in all of your ways. I'm here to tell you right now, when you are seeking something from the Lord God, you must do an attitude check, and check it often, because it makes a difference. We're going to talk about words in just a minute. And we're going to talk some more about attitude. But I want you to grasp hold to the fact that just because you are angry, you're frustrated, you may have been wronged, still, friends, you can't approach the Lord God that way. And it's easier said than done to ask you to slow down, get your mind right, get yourself together. That's why you need God. Some things we are willing, we're just not able always. But if you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Now, I'm going to conclude this little lesson. Please take the quiz at the end. Keep it in mind that this is not a pass or fail. I mean to say that to you guys. This is a self-assessment. It is not a pass or fail, so don't beat yourself up if you happen to hear yourself somewhere in this course. It's just a little checkpoint. I don't know at all, friends. I don't claim to. I just want to share with you guys what I have. Just keep an open mind. When you go through this course, keep an open mind. And I hope this lesson has been helpful and that you will consider the remainder of the course. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out through email or through my website, RestoringLifeEvangelicalMinistries.com. I thank you so much for giving